वंश नमोकारो सर्व बान बनाशनो मंगलानम जी सर्वसे परम हवाई मंगलम
चित्तारी मंगलम अरिहंता मंगलम सिद्ध मंगलम साहु मंगलम केवलीपनको दामो मंगलम चित्तारी लुगोत्तमा अरिहंता लुगोत्तमा सिद्धा लुगोत्तमा साधु लुगोत्तमा केवलीपनको दामो लुगोत्तमा चित्तारी शरणम पावजामि अरिहंता शरणम पावजामि सिद्धा शरणम पावजामि साहु शरणम पावजामि केवलीपनको दामो शरणम पावजामि
Okay, so Arush, in Namokar
yes,
mantra, can you just repeat the last line?
Eho Panch Namokaro.
Yeah,
is that the line you want me to repeat?
No, go on from there. You continue from there.
Oh. Eho Panch Namokaro, Save Pan Panashano. Mangalayam che sarvesne param havai mangalam.
See Arush, it is padamam havai mangalam, not padam hoi mangalam. Okay?
Yes.
Padamam hoi mangalam. Can you repeat?
Yes. Paranam havai.
Paramam
havai mangalam.
Okay. And Arjun?
Yes.
The Chattari part which you said, the Char Mangal part, the last line, right?
Yeah.
Can you repeat it, please?
Sure. Wait, which line again, Sachinji?
The last line, okay, start from Chattari Sharanam Pavajami.
Okay, Chattari Sharanam Pavajami, Arihanta Sharanam Pavajami, Siddha Sharanam Pavajami, Sahu Sharanam Pavajami, Kevli Panato Damo Sharanam Pavajami.
It is the last line, Arjun, it is Kevli Panatam Dhammam Sharanam Pavajami. Kevali panattam dhammam sharanam pavajami. Can you repeat it now,
okay,
please?
Kevali panattam dhammam sharanam pavajami.
Yes, kevali panattam dhammam sharanam pavajami. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so Jamin, can you just give a brief overview of what we learned in the previous class?
We learned about event-based festivals and eternal festivals.
Okay. So what do you know about it?
Event-based festivals are celebrated for a specific period of time, and eternal festivals are always celebrated.
Mm-hmm.
Some examples of event-based festivals are Deepavali, Mahavir Jayanti, Raksha Bandhan, and some examples of eternal festivals are Dasslakshan, Dharma Mahaparva, and Astami.
Okay, very good. Okay, so can Arjun, can you answer me, why do we celebrate Deepavali?
Can you remind me what event did you say? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear it.
It's the Diwali festival, Diwali or Deepavali festival. Can you?
No, I cannot. I'm sorry, I cannot.
Okay, so do you know what a Diwali festival is? What is your understanding of Diwali festival?
What was that, Sachinji?
I asked, like, what is your understanding of Diwali festival? Do you know anything about Diwali festival or are you totally blank?
What is that?
Sorry, Arjun, I didn't get you.
I do not know the Jain meaning.
Okay. Jai Jinendra, sorry, I got disconnected. I just joined back. Okay, so the question is to Arush. Arush, what is your understanding of Diwali festival?
On Diwali, Mahavir Bhagwan actually became God. That's why we celebrate Diwali, because to celebrate that our Mahavir Bhagwan actually became Bhagwan.
Okay, so Diwali festival is not a festival where you burn crackers, fire, light the lamps. What, Arush? Because what I have seen, Arush, is that whenever Diwali festival is there, you know, people around me, they fire crackers, they, you know, lamp diyas, and there is full of lights.
Oh, I think I know why they put diyas outside. Because there's a money goddess named Lakshmi, and she comes around the night of Diwali, and then you put diyas outside of your house because then she can see your house, and then the people want them to come to and the people want her to come to their house. That's why they put lights outside, diyas outside, to show her that our house is here.
Oh, so you know when we lamp the diyas, to please Lakshmi goddess so that we get, right?
Yes.
Okay. Hello, Jamin.
Yes.
Yeah, so Jamin, right in saying that in Diwali festival, usually people fire crackers and light diyas, lamps everywhere, and you know, full of lights.
Wait, what? Why do they do it though? I don't know.
You don't know? Okay. Okay, Diya, do you know why people, you know, firecrackers and have diya lamp around in Diwali?
I don't know.
You also don't know? Okay. Okay, so, see, Diwali festival is being...
Hello? Is anyone there?
Yes.
I think Sachinji got disconnected again.
Hello?
Yeah, sorry again, I got disconnected again. Okay, so yes, Arush, you are right that, you know, people believe is...
Yes.
Hello?
Is there anything I missed?
Hello?
Hello, extremely sorry. I got disconnected again. Now I think it's fine. Okay, so, yeah, so Arush, you are right in saying people have different beliefs in terms of what they perceive Diwali festival as. So they, you know, they welcome Lakshmi goddess so that, you know, they have good wealthy being, they'll have good money, and that's what their belief is. But our Jain Dharma, what is the actual, you know, reason why Diwali is celebrated is because, does anyone know the answer?
Mahavir Bhagwan got moksh on that day.
Okay, so you are saying Mahavir Bhagwan got moksh on that day, which is why we are celebrating Diwali. Arush, do you agree with Jaimin?
I really didn't hear what he said. Can you please ask him to repeat what he said?
Okay, so what Jaimin is saying is that Diwali festival is celebrated because Mahavir Bhagwan went to moksha on that day. Do you agree with that, Arush?
I think I don't agree with that because...
Yeah, tell me. So you don't agree that Diwali is celebrated because...
I think I agree with that.
Okay, so you had a quick change of mind, Arush?
Yes, I was just... Yeah, I accidentally said that he was wrong, but okay. I think he's right.
Okay. Okay, what about you, Arjun?
Yes, I think Jaimin is right. I believe I remember my nani telling me something along the lines of what Jaimin said.
Okay, and Diya, what is your opinion? Is Jaimin right in saying that Diwali is celebrated because Mahavir Bhagwan went to moksha on that day? You also agree with Jaimin? Okay. Okay, so, yes, that's absolutely right. We celebrate Diwali festival because on that day, Mahavir Bhagwan went to moksha. And before that day, Diwali festival was never existing. Right, it got existed because of the reason that Mahavir Bhagwan went to moksha on that particular day. Which is why we celebrate Diwali. Diwali is not celebrated to, you know, firecrackers or light diyas, right? It is celebrated in our Jain Dharma. We celebrate Diwali festival because of the fact that Mahavir Bhagwan went to moksha on that day. Okay, very good. Now, does everyone have the that presentation open in front of them? Daslakshan Dharma Mahaparva presentation?
This is Arjun. I do not have it in front of me at the moment, but I will open it now.
Thank you. Jamie Narush?
My sister is on the computer, but she's bringing the project for me.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Jamie?
My mom's still doing it.
Sorry?
I'm asking my mom to do it for me.
Okay. And Dia, you have the presentation ready?
Yes.
Is that right? Okay. Okay, so Dia, can you read what is there on the first slide? We are on to slide 1.
Can you wait?
This is Arjun, I'm still opening it.
Sorry, Arjun?
I'm still opening it.
Okay, no problems. I'll give a couple of minutes to all of you. Everyone have it ready now?
I have the computer and I have my project in front of me.
Okay. What about rest of them? Arjun, you are ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
The document. This is Arjun. The document is just opening now.
Okay. What about you, Jamin? Arush, you are ready?
Yes, I'm ready. I have my document opened.
Okay, yeah. Very good. So, Arjun, just let me know once your document gets opened.
Okay, the document is now open then.
Okay, so we are on to slide 1 of Daslakshan Dharma Mahaparva, and Dia is going to read what is there on slide 1. Dia, please read.
Uttan Shama. Mardav, Aryav, Satya, Souch, Sayam, Tap, Yag, Akinchanya, Brahmacharya.
Okay, now Arjun, can you please read?
Okay. Uttam, Shama, Mardav, Aryav, Satya, Sayanch, Sayam, Tap, Tyag, Acharya, and Brahmacharya.
Okay, so Arjun, it is Uttam, Shama, Mardav, Arjav, Satya. Till Satya, pronounce it correctly. The next one is Sonch. What is that? Yes, Sonch. Then Sanyam.
Sanyam.
Okay.
Sanyam.
Yes. Continue.
Tap.
Yes.
Tyag.
It's Tyag.
Tyag.
Yeah.
Acharya.
No, it is Akinchanya.
Akinchanya.
Yes.
Brahmacharya.
Excellent. Okay. Jamin, can you please read?
Uttam Shama, Uttam Mardav, Uttam Arjav, Uttam Satya, Uttam Saunch, Uttam Sayam, Uttam Tyag, Uttam Tap, Uttam Tyag, Uttam Akinchanya, Uttam Brahmacharya.
Okay, very good. Arush?
Uttam Shama Marda Arjav Satya Shanch Sanyam Tap Tyag Akinchanya Brahmacharya.
Okay, say that once again. Akinchanya.
Akinchanya Brahmacharya.
Okay, very good. So this is the das dharma of which starts from Uttam. So for everything you have to prefix with Uttam, like how Jamin said, Uttam Shama, Uttam Mardav, Uttam Arjav, Uttam Satya, Uttam Saunch, Uttam Sayam, Uttam Tap, Uttam Tyag, Uttam Akinchanya, and Uttam Brahmacharya. Got it?
Got it.
Yeah, so this is our Das Lakshana Dharma. Okay, 10 dharmas of, which we celebrate, which is the topmost thing in our Jain Dharma. When people ask, what are the festivals in your, if you ask a Christian, what are the festivals you have, he will say about Thanksgiving, Christmas, right? Similarly, if you ask an Hindu, he will say Holi, Diwali and all things, right? For Jain Dharma, for us, our festivals, one of the important festival is Das Lakshana Dharma Parva, in which we celebrate the 10 supreme things what we preach, right? And more in detail, yes, Anubhavji, when he joins, he'll be able to explain you on in depth of all those 10 dharmas. Okay, now I have a question for all of you. Not a question, but okay. So do you want me to continue with this Pathshala session, or do you want me to tell you a story? Jamin?
Continue.
Story.
So Arjun wants story, Jamin is telling continue. What about you, Arush?
Story.
Arush is also story. So Diya, you want story or continue?
Continue.
Okay. So we have a tie here. Diya and Jamin wants to continue while Arjun and Arush wants story. So what should we do now? And Natasha is not in Pathshala today, so we don't know how to arrive at a decision.
May I make a suggestion?
Yes. Yes.
Maybe we can do a story or continue what you would like. Would you like a story or would you like to continue?
Okay, so you are putting on me?
Yes, because...
This is Arjun. I also have a suggestion.
Yes.
Possibly, because Natasha is not here, and Anubhavji is not here. If we do a story, it'll be easier for Anubhavji to catch up where you left off, not with the story, but where we are with Das Lakshana Dharma. And then that may be easier for Anubhavji.
Okay.
And it would be easier for Natasha as well.
Okay, so Arjun is adding a bit of logic to this. Good. I like that. Okay, so here we go. We have done Pachala for half an hour, I guess. So now I would go ahead with story so that, you know, everyone has a bit of, you know, different learning through the story. Okay. So all of you, please listen carefully. And in the end of the story, there is going to be a question to all of you. So please listen to story very carefully. And if somebody knows the story already, then please I would request them not to answer in the end when I ask the question. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so please, you know, halt me in case if you are not able to follow the story or if I am too fast or too slow, please let me know. Okay, so this is a story of a saint. Okay, so there was a village.
Story of a what?
Story of a saint.
Okay.
Yeah, so there was a village. Okay, and in that village, everyone were very nice and calm people, and they were doing their regular works throughout the day. They were very happy people. But not all of them. There were few people who were not, you know, happy because they couldn't see other people progressing very well. So they were very, you know, some of them were jealous of other people. Now what happened, one day in that village, a saint arrived. Now, the village was already going through lots of problems. The people there, they were struggling very hard. They were working very hard. But then, you know, still there was no rain. So they were unable to harvest any food crops. And they were going through troubled times. Now, when the saint arrived, people started talking in the village that there is a saint who has arrived in our village. Let's go and, you know, let's go and meet him. Now, there was one rich person in the village and he did not like anyone coming and, you know, taking the name. So he was like, he warned all the villagers. He said, why you guys are going to saint? These saints are all, they are all fraud people. They are not good. They are just making fool of everyone. But villagers said that no, no saint people are good. We should go and visit him. We should go and meet him. We should kind of go and ask him whether he needs anything so that we can support him. Now, the rich man, he didn't like this. But nevertheless, you know, he also went along with all the villagers to see the saint. So all the villagers went and met the saint and said that we are going through troubled times. We are not, you know, having any rainfall. And so we are unable to harvest anything. And day by day, our problems are increasing. So the saint just closed his eyes. And he said that don't worry, tonight there will be rainfall. Now everyone were surprised to hear that because it was very, very hot, hot summer. And, you know, people were surprised to hear that tonight rain will come. They are waiting for the rain for the last 6 months. There is no rain. And how come it will come tonight? And the rich person in the village, he started laughing at saint. He said, villagers, do you believe him? He is just trying to make fool of you. So everyone, you know, went back to their home. And as saint said, in the night, there was a heavy rainfall. And all the villagers were extremely, extremely happy. They started dancing. They were very joyful. They were extremely happy that rain finally arrived. So next day morning, all the villagers went back to Saint and thanked him. Now, what did the saint said? Saint said that, no, it is all God's creation. You guys are very good people. If you continue to be good people, definitely God will help you out. Now, the rich man was very angry. He was like, how did this happen? You know, we were waiting for rain for last 6 months. There was no rain. And the saint came yesterday and he just told that there will be rainfall and rain came. How did this happen? So, he was very angry. And, you know, he said that, okay, I'll wait for the right opportunity to show the saint that he is wrong. So, Arjun, Jamin, Arush, Diya, are you guys with me till now?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
Yes.
Okay, so then what happened? After a few days, what happened that in one of the temples in the village, there was a crown, okay, which got lost. So the villagers were like, somebody, you know, stole the crown. Where did it go? Where did it go? And they were very much worried. Now, the rich man said that, let's go to saint's house and find out, because I don't believe this saint. So, they all went to saint's house. And to everyone's surprise, the saint was not in his house. So, the rich man told, look, villagers, I told you, the saint would have stolen the crown and he has run away. So people were like, they were unable to believe, will this, you know, is this the saint really a bad person? And they were like, okay, let's go and find out the saint. But when they were about to, you know, leave, the saint, they saw saint coming. And they were like surprised, and they asked saint like, you know, what happened? Where were you? So saint said, think you all are looking very much worried. What happened? So villagers said that this is the case. Somebody stole the crown. So saint said, okay. So saint just closed his eyes for a minute. And then he opened his eyes and he said, the crown is there behind the well of the village. You know, in the village you have wells, right? Where people go and fill the water from. So the saint said the crown is there behind the well. So the entire village, the, you know, people went there, even that rich person went there, and he saw it was really behind the well. And, you know, everyone started praising saint that, oh, the saint is very good. He is, whatever he's telling turns out to be truth. He is magical. He has some magical powers and all. Now, the rich person, he was very, very angry. And you know one thing? Who stole the crown and kept it behind the well?
Can anyone the rich man.
The rich man? Yeah, you are absolutely right. Good. You are absolutely right. The rich man was the one who stole the crown because he wanted to showcase that saint is not good. He wanted to make saint run away from the village. But, you know, it happened the other way. So now his anger doubled. He couldn't sleep in the night. He was like, I want to take revenge. I want to prove that saint is wrong. What do I do? What do I do? He kept on thinking. He kept on thinking. And then he thought that the best way to make people, all the villagers, believe that saint is wrong is to prove the saint wrong. So he decided that you know, that there some of his friends were there with him, with the rich man, And they all gave him the idea that you need to prove the saint wrong. You need to come out with a question for which the saint does not have the answer. Got it? So if saint does not have the answer, then the villagers will understand that, you know, he is no saint. He doesn't know anything. So this is what they, you know, thought of, that this is what you need to prove to the villagers so that the villagers will support you and they'll make the saint run away. Now, the challenge for the rich man was, what will be that question? Correct? He has to have some question for which the saint does not have the answer. Correct? So he kept on thinking, what should I do? What should I kind of, you know, plan it out? I should create a situation in such a way wherein the saint is not able to answer. So he thought for the whole night. And then in the morning, he got a brilliant idea. And you know what did he decide? He decided that he will call the entire village, right, to the temple. He will call the saint also to the temple. And what he will do is, he will catch a bird, okay? He will catch a bird, let's say pigeon. He will catch a pigeon and he will hold the pigeon on backside with his hands so that the saint cannot see it. Are you guys understanding what I'm trying to explain?
Yes.
Yeah, so he decided that he will catch hold of a pigeon and he will hold the pigeon with, you know, both his hands, but he will keep his hands on backside so that the saint cannot see what is in his hand. Okay? And he decided that he will ask the question to saint, that saint, do I have an alive pigeon in my hand or a dead pigeon in my hand? Okay? And if the saint answers that it is an alive pigeon, right, then I will twist the neck of pigeon and kill him. And then I will show that, see, it's a dead pigeon. And if the saint answers that it is a dead pigeon, then I will not kill the pigeon. I'll just show him that, see, it's an alive pigeon. In this way, the saint will be not correct. Right? He will not be able to answer it correctly. And then I will be winning. I will be the winner. I will prove to the villagers that saint does not have answer for every question. So what do you guys think, Arjun, Jaimin, Arush? Is this not a brilliant idea?
It's okay.
No. It's a brilliant idea, right? Like how, I mean, see how he has thought.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, his plan is not correct, but still, yeah, he is going to, you know, hold the pigeon with his hands backside, and then if the saint says it's alive, he will twist the neck of the pigeon and kill the pigeon and say the pigeon is dead. So you are wrong. And if the saint says that no, it's a dead pigeon, then I will not kill him. And I will just say it's an alive pigeon. That means you are again. So in whatever the saint will answer, the saint will prove to be wrong. Because you know, the rich man had a foolproof plan. Correct?
Correct.
So he was very, very happy. And then what happened? The next day morning, he called all the villagers to the temple and he called the saint. Then he hold one pigeon, both of his hands, but the hands were backside. He hide the pigeon, right, in his hands. And the saint was standing in front of him. And then he asked the saint, "Saint, come on, tell me, what is in my hand?" Now the saint was really a saint. Okay, he knew the truth. Correct. But he was in a dilemma. He said that if I say that the pigeon is alive, then he is going to kill the pigeon, right? And that won't be good. But if I say that, it's a dead pigeon, then he will not kill the pigeon. So in that way, the villagers will not believe me. The villagers will not believe the truth. The villagers will start believing the rich person who is not good, who is a bad person, right? And so then again the villagers will, go into deep problems. The saint was in a fix. So now Arjun, Jaimin, Arush and Diya, the question from the rich person is, what is in my hand? Now, tell me, what would be the answer of saint? Diya, can you first tell me what do you think? What will the saint say? Will the saint say you have an alive pigeon?
No.
But if that is the case, he will kill the pigeon. So will the saint say, okay, let me be proved wrong. I will say it's a dead pigeon. So at least, pigeon is saved. But he will be proved wrong. So all the villagers will be in problem. So what will the saint answer? What do you think, Diya? What will the saint answer? No idea? Okay. So Jaimin, what do you think the saint will answer?
Sachinji?
Yeah.
This is Arjun. Actually, my class is starting early again, so I have to disconnect.
Okay, no problem. You can disconnect, Arjun.
I think I know the answer. Can I just quickly say it?
If you know the answer, then leave it. Don't say that. Probably we can,
It's a guess. It's a guess.
It's just a guess? Okay.
Yeah.
Go on.
Did he say a pigeon?
No.
Oh, okay.
Because anyways, he knows that, let's say that, he put the question what is in my hand? He has to say, the answer is whether it's it's a dead pigeon or a live pigeon.
Okay.
Okay, no problem, Arjun. You can disconnect probably, in next class we can discuss about this answer.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay, Jaimin?
I think he'll say a dead pigeon.
Sorry, what he will say?
A dead pigeon.
Oh, he will say dead pigeon so that the pigeon is saved, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but in that terms, he will be proved wrong. The villagers will have to undergo the problems again. Okay, nevertheless, what do you think, Arush?
I think the saint can fool the rich man. He can say it's an alive. He can just say the word alive, and then the rich man will kill the pigeon, and then he can say it's a dead pigeon, and then when he holds it out, it's actually dead.
No, but then in that case, so what you are saying? He is saying that the pigeon is alive. Is this what is your answer?
No, I'm saying. The saint can fool the rich man by saying the word alive, and then the rich man will kill the pigeon. But then the saint will say it's a dead pigeon.
No, but then that he doesn't have an answer choice of answering twice, right? In your option, he is saying first alive and then he says dead pigeon. He has to answer only once. So I'm afraid that's not the right answer. So Diya, did you get any answer now or still you are not able to? Not able to say. Okay, so, you know, I would keep this as a secret as of now. I will answer all of you about this in the next Pathshala class. So, all of you have got 1 week with you to get back the answer. Okay. Tell this story to Natasha too. You can tell this story to your parents. And just, you know, get the answer on what would the saint say. Now, obviously, the saint would want to say such an answer wherein he is also proved right and the pigeon also does not get tied. Okay, the pigeon also, because he's a saint, he's a very good person. He wants to save the entire village also, he wants to save the pigeon too. So he will have to say an answer which proves also that whatever he said is true and it can also save the pigeon's life. So that is what, you know, you guys need to think over. And I can tell you the answer next week. Think over, think about it and try to see, you know, what different answers you can get. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. That's good. Okay, so now Arush Namokar Mantra Path. No, sorry. Arush and Arjun said that. Okay. Diya Namokar Mantra Path and Jamin Chattari Mangalam Path. Come on. Close your eyes. Join your hands.
Om Namo Ariyantanam. Namo Sedanam. Namo Ayadiyanam. Namo Ajayanam. Namo Lorisava Sangunam, Isu Panchana Moyaro, Sarva Kava Panasano, Undanam Jasavese, Paramamoyi Mangalam.
Chattari Mangalam, Arihanta Mangalam, Siddha Mangalam, Sahu Mangalam, Kevli Pranto Dhamma Mangalam, Chattari Lugutma, Arihanta Lugutma, Siddha Lugutma, Sahu Lugutma, Kevli Pranto Dhamma Lugutma, Chattari Shanam Pavajami, Arihanta Shanam Pavajami, Siddha Shanam Pavajami, Sahu Shanam Pavajami, Kevali Pranato Dhamma Shanam Pavajami. Jai Jinendra.
Jai Jinendra. Thanks to everyone. Jai Jinendra.
Jai Jinendra.
Thank you.